Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Corey Snyder. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting second. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joel Davis. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler takes first base on ball four. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco takes first base on ball four. Butler moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Franco moves to second. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Franco scores. Carter moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston strikes out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball four. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon strikes out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Franco for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boston for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball towards right. Calderon settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Calderon. Thornton moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 1 in the game. Redus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Redus. The throw from Bando and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Redus scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bando strikes out. 1 out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hill for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Carcoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Walker. Hall moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler hits a line drive towards the mound. Davis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jacoby. The throw from Carcoviche and he is safe. Jacoby steals second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boston for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Redus hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a pop-up towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-2 in the game. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett bunts towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Franco covering, for the out. Calderon moves to second. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gielen takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carlton Fisk now catching. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thigpen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Bales now pitching. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-3 in the game. Boston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boston. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Boston steals second. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Reda strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields it and has Boston trapped. There's the throw to Jacoby and over to Franco, who tags Boston for the out. Baines moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Fred Manrique pinch runs for Harold Baines. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manrique scores. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Rich Yet now pitching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder strikes out. One out. Doug Frobel pinch hits for Chris Bando. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel hits a line drive into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Dempsey now catching. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-3 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Guillen bunts towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Franco covering, for the out. Hill moves to second. One out. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hill scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.